Quack, fall, na daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chamber all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels and for sure
I hope you survive St. Patrick's Day. I'm not sure. Well, I guess I am sure.
I thought that was yesterday.
Was it today? No, it's not today. It was this week. It was Thursday or Friday, I think.
Oh, I went to Sanderson Ford Media Day.
Was it yesterday?
At the surprise ball game for spring training. And all the baseball players had green hats on for St. Patty's Day.
Well, I don't know how you pick a day to honor a saint and turn it into a drunken tradition.
Was it the saint of brew hopping or something?
Yeah, I'm not very well polished up on the tradition of St. Patrick's Day. It's not one I generally celebrate very, very often. Always fun for somebody to come up and pinch you because you're not wearing green that day. I never remember to do that.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation.
And you're joining conversation right now between Rosie and Romy and Don, who's called in. Let's bring Don back into the conversation. Don, are you a winter resident or have you relocated down here permanently?
Actually, I'm a winter resident. I just retired after 44 years.
Aha. Now, where in Canada is home?
We're in Alberta, which is straight north of Montana.
Yeah.
Edmonton, Alberta.
Edmonton, so north of Calgary there.
Oh, don't say Calgary.
Is it that where you are, though, north of Calgary?
Yes, you're correct. That's right. Yeah, I'm about 3 hours north of Calgary.
Never been there. I've been to Calgary, Banff, Jasper. I was recently to Ottawa and was extremely impressed with that town.
That's where all our government offices are.
Beautiful, beautiful buildings. I'll tell you, some impressive architecture. Okay, so you own a home here on the West Valley. Now, what months are you generally spending in the home, your Arizona home?
I'll be down here. My wife will be down here in the wintertime, so I'd say probably down in November.
Okay.
And then we'll head back late April.
Okay. And your question about how to properly cool that house, do you leave the air conditioning on all summer while you're gone?
Yes, we did. I phoned from Canada a couple of years ago back and talked to you, and you had mentioned it set it around 86, 87 summers in there, and just let her go kind of thing, right? You don't...
That's exactly. Now, when you do that, Don, what kind of utility bills are you seeing at the house? How big a house is it?
We're about 2,200 square feet. Okay. The house is about built in 2007.
Okay.
A bungalow.
Okay.
As far as the bills, I just go to work and pay the bills. I don't know what to
do. All right. All right.
But they've been the bills have been fine.
Yeah,
as far as that goes, they're very, very reasonable. I guess my concern is just trying to be economical as far as being power wise.
Yeah, I would say, given the fact that you're not in the house, what you're doing now is probably the most logical, safest, easiest thing to do.
Okay.
You could go to a Nest thermostat. You could get on a time of day purchase plan, and you could cool the house. Are you APS out there or SRP?
APS, yeah. And our power is from noon till 7. That's when our high rate is.
Yeah. I mean, for people living here through the summer, I tell them to get on that rate and program your thermostat so that it's 7:05 every evening. It takes your house down to as cold a temperature as you can stand it. Now, people say, well, what do you mean, down to like 76 or 74? No, at my house, my three air conditioning units are told at 7:05, take this house to 68 degrees. Then at 11:45 the next morning, the thermostats tell the air conditioner, let the temperature of the house float up to as high as 76. Don, in most of the summer, my air conditioners never even turn on because I've stored so much thermal cool mass inside the house. The furniture's at 68, the carpet's at 68, all the clothes in the closets are at 68, the window coverings are at 68, those drywall surfaces, the countertops in the kitchen and the bathrooms. And so that it's like a cool block of ice that just sits there all afternoon.
Gotcha.
It makes sense for someone that's living here. Because I can cool my 2,800 square foot home like that, live comfortably, and my bills never go over $300 because I'm buying power for 1/4 the price.
Right.
And people say, well, Rosie, you're a power hog. Well, I'm a power hog when power's cheap. And if we could get everyone to do that, it would eliminate the need for any of us ever having to build another power manufacturing plant for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the greenest, most earth-friendly things you can do.
Right.
But for you, I would say keep it simple. When you walk out the house, lock the door, and head back to Edmonton, just turn it to 86 and let it live there. That's enough to keep the humidity out of the house. It's enough to keep the temperature under control so you're not damaging any of the furniture or the artwork, and just let it be and get to Edmonton and enjoy your summer.
Gotcha. Will do. Okay.
Okay, man.
Thank you so much for your help. You have a great summer, and we will see you in the late fall.
Very good. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much for taking my call, Rosie.
You betcha. I was just not too long ago fishing in Florida with a remodeling contractor from Edmonton, and he's invited me up there, so maybe I'll have an opportunity to go see Edmonton one day, but I haven't seen it yet. Rick St. Clair. So
is your buddy's name?
Uh-huh. Saint Laurent. Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. Rick St. Laurent.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yes. So runs a very successful remodeling company right in Edmonton.
He didn't particularly have a question on super cooling, but you started the broadcast by
touching on it.
Saying, how long is it going to be before someone asks?
Yeah.
It wasn't even a half hour later and you went through it.
Well, the fact that he's leaving, I think, if you know, that's kind of the dilemma I see with my neighbors up in the White Mountains is they've got homes up there. That they start frequenting in the summer, and their first 8 or 9 or 10 weekends there through May and June and half of July is spent fixing stuff so they can enjoy it the last 4 weeks of the summer in August before they shutter back down for the winter. It's in my mind, if that second home creates so much extra work or thought for you that it's robbing you of enjoying it, I say do something different. That's why when we're building at second home, did we keep the name Arizona Masonry Mountain Homes? Do we still have that, or do we let it go?
I don't know. I know you bought the website
just to have it for my retirement. I'd like to build masonry homes on top of the rim for people that want a second home that literally. You walk in, turn one switch on, the pump goes on, the pressure tank activates, the electricity goes on, the entertainment system turns on your favorite music, and you just unpack your suitcase. When it's time to leave, you turn that switch off. It automatically drains all the water. It shuts the security screens down, turns on the security system, and you leave it. And it's there for you to get there with your favorite book under the breezes, listening to the wind riffle their way through the aspen leaves on the back patio and enjoy yourself while your wife makes you a grilled ham and cheese sandwich.
She doesn't get to sit on the porch and enjoy this.
After I have my grilled ham and cheese sandwich. But to have a house that you have to go up there and you have to start chinking the logs and caulking the windows and restaining the wood decks. And, oh, man.
Very counterintuitive to the reason of having a second home.
In my mind,
you want to enjoy it. You don't want to work on it.
Yeah. So, now listen, we've got
people that build log homes just blow my mind. Man, creating a maintenance nightmare.
And the engineered logs homes are okay, the ones that are literally bolted together with all thread, torqued down with bolts that keep them from moving. But if you're going to go through that expense, I guess if you really want the look of log homes, it's fine. But
get just, cut them in half and do a veneer finish on the inside.
Just go with a masonry home and be done with it. But we have a couple text messages that have come in here, and we're constantly being asked about water systems. And what the text actually names a particular brand of water treatment equipment. And she says, I have brand X. Her next comma, her next sentence is, and I hate it. And the brand X is a brand that promises they can soften water without salt. Okay. Well, they can't. It's possible. You can do it.
Their infomercials are very convincing.
Yes, they are.
Very well produced.
Yes, they are.
You get done with that, and I'm like, wow, who wouldn't buy one? It's yeah. just not correct.
The chemistry is simple. If you're going to soften water, you must have an ion exchange. So anyway, this text says, I have brand X, and I hate it. And then she asked about another brand. And I've heard of it, but I'm not real familiar with it. But I'm on their website here. And the first thing they say is enjoy healthy, salt-free, soft water. There's no such thing.
And softened water isn't salt water. It's another huge
misnomer. It really is. How many grains of salt? Sodium are actually in a glass of softened water.
And it uses salt to soften the water, but in that ion exchange, on the breakdown, that salt doesn't come into your water as salt. It's washed down to the brine system.
Right.
So it uses salt, but it doesn't produce salt water.
Then you put that through an RO system, and you don't have to worry about it anyway. But a lot of water treatment equipment is really descaling equipment, okay? It's not softening equipment. So just proceed with care. And to you who sent me the text, all I can tell you is we have, and Romy started this about a decade ago, he did an exhaustive research into water treatment. And he convinced me that water softening is really the only appropriate way to get all the things people generally want when they want water softened. They want to use less soap. They want the scale buildup in the bathrooms and on the faucets to be eliminated and on the hot water heater coils and on everything else. And you can only get softened water with the ion exchange. And let me just qualify that. We can soften water through nanofiltration. But the filter system for your home would take out about one bay of your garage, and it would waste 10 times more water than it would provide for you. So I don't think it's a responsible way to go. So I hope that helps. Get to rosieonthehouse.com. Find the water treatment companies throughout Arizona that we have come to trust and respect, and that will be your safest way to go.